Good morning. Welcome to Life Connect with Counties and with me, Penny Curley. And for day five of our 5 days with David. Have you ever heard the phrase that sharing the gospel is like one beggar leaving another, showing another beggar where to find bread? Well, that's how I feel a bit this week. I feel that God has shown me, and David has shown me, good stuff in this psalm. And I'm just saying, come on, come and have a look. One beggar showing another beggar how to find bread. My prayer at the beginning of the week is that you would be encouraged, that you would be inspired and comforted as David shared his experiences with us, and that you'd hear God's voice speaking gently but clearly to you. And I trust that that's happened. It certainly happened for me. David says, do not be afraid, have hearts without fear. He's encouraged us to state what God has done for us and to seek him and to dwell with him daily. And yesterday we looked at how to react when it seems that intimacy with God is missing, and what David did, and to look at that as our example. I want to reassure you alongside David that though our faith and our assurance and our confidence and our prayer lives fluctuate wildly sometimes, that that is just being human. But you know what? God doesn't move an inch, not an iota. He is still your saviour, still your Lord, and he will always receive you. Let's read the psalm one more time together. A psalm of David, number 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble. Although an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, and this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Yeah. Verse 7. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. And verses 13 and 14, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. So often in the Psalms, you see a sort of cyclical pattern when the beginning and the end sort of reflect each other. Sentiments expressed at the beginning are expressed at the end, as they are here. Not quite so triumphant, perhaps. I suspect the journey through this psalm has tempered David's exuberance a little, but he's still confident that he will see God's goodness. Verse 13. Whether he means in heaven, as in the land of the living, as opposed to the land of the dying, as Spurgeon suggested, or whether he means here, And the translation can be, before I die, during my life, here in the land of living men, I will see your goodness. But it doesn't actually matter too much for the Christian, because one is as certain as the other. In 1 Peter 1:3, we see that we have a living hope. A living hope for the future. A living hope for our time with God. Not a wishy-washy, would be nice if sort of hope, but a solid, secure, based on the God we know and trust, an alive hope. God's goodness clearly seen in the future. This is what David is confident of, that he will see God's goodness in the land of the living. Are you sure about that? Am I? Sometimes I am. Sometimes I struggle to trust God. But it always helps when his people encourage me, when they remind me of the way he's been faithful in the past and point to the future. When I read his word and I hear and read words like this from David, and he encourages me to just hang in there, to pray, to confess, to commit, to ask for guidance. So what are David's final words to us? In verse 14, it says, "Wait patiently for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord patiently." Firstly, wait for the Lord. Are you prepared, and am I, to acknowledge that God's timing is always right? To quote R.T. Kendall, "It's never too late and never too early. It's always right on time." As a fixer by nature, I find it a pretty sticky concept to live with. I'm prone to trying to sort something out and find a solution and then ask for God's approval afterwards. Waiting for God, waiting for the Lord is not always easy. As it says in verse 14, it takes strength. And, well, let me tell you a few ways that line has been translated in other versions of the Bible to explain it more fulsomely. Verse 14 can be translated, "He shall strengthen your heart. Be brave and courageous, be strong, and he shall comfort your heart. Be strong and take heart." And my favourite, "Be stout-hearted." All those translations are saying, basically, that it won't be easy. It will take courage and strength and conviction to wait for the Lord. We're going to need to follow David's lead. As our week together draws to a close, can we, with David, declare the Lord is our light, our saviour, our stronghold, our helms deep? Can we trust him amid overwhelming circumstances? Give him the glory. Can we seek him privately, and earnestly, in a space set aside for him? Can we ask him for help, remembering how he's helped us in the past, proclaiming his enduring faithfulness, and ask for guidance in straight paths? And finally, can we stick with it? Not going to be easy, but it will be worth it. We need to trust the God who gave his absolute best to gain intimacy with you and me. We need to seek him with all our hearts and wait for him. Shall we pray together as we close? Father God, as we come into your awesome presence, the very throne room of the sovereign God of the universe, washed in the blood of Christ and therefore accepted as heirs of the kingdom of heaven, Lord, we come. Humbly, Father, we come. Remind us of our frailty, and then remind us that your strength is made perfect in our weakness. We don't want the people around us to think we're just nice. We want them to understand that it's about you being amazing As we bring each other to you in prayer this morning, we ask that you would today give us the courage and stout hearts we need to praise you, trust you, seek you, and wait for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Thank you for sharing this week with me. God bless you.